welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the third issue of this crowded story. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes.
There we go. Words are hard.
It worked, dude. Yes.
But that time you overpowered the word and you got it.
I did it. So we start out with this other group of friends. I'm using quotation marks.
Associates, maybe?
Associates would work. I mean, two of them are the space ball equivalent of paparazzi. And I say that mean because they have helmets. Not the big giant golf ball helmets, but...
close enough.
Yeah. And white suits. But the other ones are also... I don't know. They all meet up at like
it's like a group of people that know each other that work together. Yes. And they're meeting up. They're all texting back and forth.
And it's like, hey, look, the campaign is still going on. Let's take our chances. Why the hell not, right? So then we get Trotter.
Ugh.
And he is, you think of the annoying social media influencer, that's who he is. Because there are definitely some who are not annoying. There are some who are there.
Interesting.
They put their stuff out there. Yeah, they're getting paid to do that stuff, but they're not usually overpowering it.
This guy is super fake.
This guy is so,
superficially
so fake.
Just ridiculous.
But it's also, it's fun comparison because you got him and his limo, and then you got the other girl, which, I can't remember her. They'd say her name, but
I don't remember her name either.
She is getting into her limo, and so it's like, all right, here's him being all boisterous and ballsy and saying everything over the top, and she's just nice and subtle, just quiet, doesn't...
as she jumps out of the top of the...
Well, you know, it's fine. But like he is going to like this party where she's going to the
crime scenes,
first crime scene, the apartment,
or yeah,
Eden Park or whatever the heck,
wherever what's your face lives,
yeah, Charlie lives, it's something park, yeah, you'll can find it quicker than I could,
yep, Echo Park,
thank you, the O was throwing me off, so
yeah,
so you got her. And she's walking through Charlie's apartment. And it's fun because...
well, first she goes into somebody else's...
No. This is Charlie's apartment.
Oh, those guys were already renting it out?
Yep.
Damn. Yeah. That was a quick changeover.
That's also what she does.
Oh, I guess that's true.
That's
yeah.
her whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're basically...
whatever she can sell, she'll sell.
With Airbnb hitting it.
Yeah. But she knocks both these dudes out.
Yep.
And puts them in the bathtub.
Which is fun. Yeah, because one guy comes out and is like, hey, we rented this place until Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, fuck you. And then she like opens up her suitcase and there's all of this surgical equipment.
Yeah, some of those are dental tools or two, I believe.
Okay.
Anyways.
And then we go back to Charlie and Vita and the spaceball guys come popping into the apartment or the hotel room. And Vita, you know, taking out some kneecaps.
Knocking out some teeth.
Yep. And this is where Charlie or Vita starts yelling at Charlie. He's like, look, I thought we had an agreement. Like, do not get on technology. Yeah, that's how they track you. Because this group is tracking them. I feel bad for this bike that she runs over, but you know.
Gotta do what you gotta do to
exactly.
keep them off
gotta
there.
Get the fuck out. But then they
get chased out by a dude on a fucking moped. And then the other guy is in a...
looks like a motorized wheelchair, right?
No, it's one of those Segways.
Yes. Yes. These
and
things
then a
have
van,
been
of course.
Like souped up because...
they're
God
keeping
damn,
up with the car.
Keeping, yeah. Which, if that's true... Whew.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be on one personally.
Yeah, I'm more... especially the Segway.
Yeah. Especially when he gets hit by the other cars.
I like that. Like, he's doing the Segway and he's got a shotgun... and apparently they didn't think that
shooting
the
shotgun
on a Segway
leads the Segway
throw
back
off.
And then just fucking completely
got, he got
checked him and
yeah,
it was great. And then if I was Vita right here, I'd be so pissed at Charlie, because Vita's, you know, trying to steer through, like, lose this van. And Charlie just grabs the fucking wheel and, like, smashes into this van. And then the van starts running over the car. And, like, it's a good thing that Vita's car is a fucking, you know, big-ass boat.
Yeah.
Because it had been trashed.
Oh, God, yeah. Ultimately, it's front ends are facing each other as Vita is reversing down the road, speeding down the road backwards, and this van is right on their bumper.
Yeah, shooting at him, but luckily the glass is bulletproof in Vita's car.
Yep.
Vita blows out one of their tires and wrecks him into the side of a, I'm assuming it's like the walls of the highway.
I think so. Off-ramp, on-ramp, yeah. Something like that. Regardless, they get the fuck out. We go back to Trotter, and he is trying to promote the whole reason why he's in L.A. I think it's L.A. they're at.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Is he's there for the Million Dollar Girl, so they have some exploits of he's done.
Yeah, they show, like, his top kills or whatever.
Which is...
some pretty fucked up shit.
Well, and it also shows that outside of the harpoon gun...
he's pretty hands-off. Everything is,
yeah, it's from a distance. Well, even the harpoon gun's from a distance.
Yeah.
So, that will come into play later. Just pointing out now. But yeah,
He's got a lot of fanfare and theatricals in his kills.
Yep.
Like, it's all the world's a stage, and he's got to make sure that everybody's enjoying the show type of deal.
And he has to stay on top.
Yeah.
Because apparently he wants to, I don't know if we get in this or not, but he wants to stop doing this, and he wants to, become a movie star. And this, the Million Dollar Girl, will give him enough money to do that.
Because going from a serial killer to a movie star is, you know...
it's not a serial killer. It's...
technically, he is a serial killer. He's got an MO.
But, yeah. Okay, yes. But it's all legal.
That doesn't make him not a serial killer.
Look. Semantics, okay? We go back to... God, I really wish I could remember her name. This awesome girl. I'm going to call her Awesome Girl because she is pretty, pretty wicked.
Green Lips.
Green Lips will work too. But she's gone through all of Charlie's stuff.
To learn about her.
But there's nothing she can get off her. It's just common.
Yeah.
Like,
she has no real interests or connections or...
yeah. She lives in a trash heap. Like, fast food all the time. The normal shows that anybody would watch, but they're all on the watch.
Hey, like, Supernatural's on that list.
Because Supernatural's awesome.
Also, who wants to eat a millionaire?
Wow. There's nothing that sets her apart from any other lemming.
Yeah.
Basically. So she can't get anything from her. So she leaves, and she goes to the Vita's house. But instead of going up to the house, because it's being watched, like, front doors are being watched by, like, crazy, she goes into the building next door.
I love her carry-on bag that she's got. It's fantastic.
It's all of her shit, man. She basically takes a line to the roof from the adjoining window and just goes to the house that way. And now this tells her a different story, though. Like, she is getting to know Vita.
Yeah.
And by getting to know Vita will help her get to know her target, Charlie.
Or to at least find where Vita would hide.
Yep. At least get to know where she can find them.
Like, she's smart. She's like the Batman of bad guys. Detective work.
Yes. Actually doing something brilliant. So Vita takes Charlie to a library. It's the only place in town that has RFDI chip, or like,
it's off the grid, and it's got a
what's the,
not an EMP, but
it blocks those waves. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, look, this is where we're gonna go, and it's interesting because they basically set the library up as apartments.
Yeah.
And you rent out a section, like, there's vacancies in, like, the fiction section, the large print section. It's interesting. I like it. But then, like, they walk by and there's this guy shaving. Like, these people live here.
Yeah.
Which is I guess if you want to get off the grid.
It's like a step up from a homeless shelter type of deal, except it's for people that don't want to be dealing with all the electronics of day-to-day world, yeah, I guess.
Which is very interesting. But then this is where we get, like, paperwork as a bitch. Like, you have to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, every comma is in the right place. I think she points out there's one time when somebody didn't put a comma in on the right spot and they still got sent to jail. So
she's like, I take my paperwork very seriously, yep, and I make sure that everything's right, and I do it all myself because I want to make sure that it's done right, and I can't afford to pay a lawyer or a group of lawyers to take care of it for me.
Well, but even the lawyers themselves, one mess up and she's fucked. Lawyers aren't fucked. They've got lawyers upon lawyers to block to take care of them. She'd be screwed. And she would definitely be screwed. So we'll go back to this Green Lips girl. And she is now just trying on all of Vita's outfits. Well,
first she took a shower at Vita's house.
Yes. Again, learning.
Yeah.
Learning about Vita. And then
we learn about Vita too and her eclectic taste of clothing.
Look, I'm not going to complain.
Nope.
Looks good on her too.
And then we have Charlie waiting to get into the bathroom, and you've got this
Dan DeVito looking guy.
Yeah, that was like my first thought was Dan DeVito in Always Sunny.
Yep. I mean, I'm sure it probably was. But then you go back to Vita. She's cleaning her gun, making sure everything works perfectly, because all it needs is one mistake, and her client is dead.
Yeah, and she's showing Charlie how to use the gun too.
Yeah, yes. So Charlie is being dumb for dumb's sake. And I think even Vita points that out at one point in time about how she's trying too hard to not try hard.
Yeah.
Is that right? Like she's trying to act dumb.
She's acting really hard to,
Yeah, and it shows. Like, Vita could see right through it.
Absolutely.
And given what we know out of the first couple, well, especially the first issue, where she is hiding stuff, Charlie knows what the fuck she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to play a game with Vita, and it's not going to work in the end. Like, well, we think it's not going to work.
Yeah.
We go back to Trotter, and he is, again, just partying, being dumb, being the
wooing his fans, you know. Yep.
And he's, like, trying to figure out the exact good point where he's going to lay out his plan.
And he calls all the people that follow him his alibis.
I mean, yep. And then we've got Green Lips going through Vita's holographic simulation stuff. Not really sure what's going on with this, in all honesty. But
I think this is like training for the, I think the idea behind this virtual reality thing is training for the defenders. And so she's learning, you know, how the defenders work and like how, you know, this is basically what she would do in these situations. Like the terrorist attacks a sky plane. So she pulls the terrorist out of the plane while the plane's exploding.
You okay.
Know, like, she's taking care of things in her own way. Gotcha. Or, like, the hostage situation where she just shoots both of them.
Yep. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do like how her handle for her suitcase
is also a sword,
which is awesome. So we go to...
Did you notice that they're watching Wreck-It Ralph?
Yep, I did. Okay. I did. Go back to Charlie and Vita, and Vita is dragging Charlie out of the movie because, you know, I do like that movie, though.
Yeah.
And they're going to go for a...
She also gives her, you know, some...
Oh, they're going to get groceries. That's what I do.
Yeah. She gives her some clothes to make her look incognito.
I mean, that's... Again, she's pink hair.
She's got pink skin and pink hair. Yeah. She just kind of shows out.
Yeah, I feel like her skin turned more pink in the issues proceeding. It does. Like,
I think it might just be a coloration thing.
I think so, too. But so they're going... The problem is, as they're going, there's this giant Reaper bus that starts to follow them.
Which I'm impressed with this bus driver's skills.
Yeah, down that alleyway. And I'm really surprised that thing did not tip as quick as he was turning. But Vito's just like, you know, this is another situation. I thought I told you not to get on electronics. And Charlie's like, no, I didn't.
Like, I don't have anything not this at time. All. And then Vito's like, oh, the dog is chipped.
Yep. These crackheads. Apparently these crackheads busted into
Vita's house.
Because, oh, the $1 million girl's here. We're gonna take care of it. We got this. It's $1 million. It's fine. But they are high as fuck. Like, hardcore. So their plan is to just burn the house down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, though, Greenlips was smart enough to pack up all of Vita's stuff. That was it. I mean, she was going through all her chest. Stuff. But yeah, she threw everything in the chest, which is nice of her. And then goes down and, you know,
confronts those
three crackheads. Let's see. This scene is Vita and Charlie running through a mall as the van is running after him through the mall.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun. I'm pretty sure they're all dead. I mean, if they survived that, that's surprising.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. But as they get through all that, they're running to Vita's house so she can get some more weapons or some more just whatever.
She needed to grab some stuff from the house. Yeah. You know, just basic supplies.
Come around the corner and the house is on fire.
Yeah.
It's not good. Not good at all. That's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this crowded story arc.